With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There are new developments in the prosecution against President-elect Trump in Georgia.
A state appeals court has removed Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from the Georgia election interference case against Mr. Trump and more than a dozen other people. At the same time, the ruling did not dismiss the indictment, leaving the decision for the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia whether to assign another prosecutor or drop the case altogether. Willis also retains her own option to appeal to the state Supreme Court. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate by a quarter point, its third cut this year. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is predicting fewer rate cuts next year than previously thought.
The slower pace of cuts for next year really reflects both the higher inflation readings we've had this year and the expectation that inflation will be higher.
After announcing the Fed's expectation of just two rate cuts in 2025, Wall Street took a nosedive, sending stock prices plummeting for the worst day for the market in 4 months. The American economy grew at a healthy 3.1% annual clip from July through September, propelled by vigorous consumer spending and an uptick in exports, the government said in an upgrade to its previous estimate. Third quarter growth in the U.S. domestic gross domestic product, the economy's output of goods and services, accelerated from the April-July rate of 3% and continued to look sturdy despite high interest rates. GDP growth has now topped 2% in 8 of the last 9 quarters. And on Wall Street, stocks are rebounding after Wednesday's losses. The Dow ahead 275 points, the NASDAQ up 179. This is SRN News. Diversity is backfiring on liberals in the public schools.
Democrats want more people of different cultural backgrounds in this country, which is why they favor wide-open immigration policies. But what they are discovering is that many of these people are conservative and highly religious and do not embrace liberal policies, especially in the public schools. In several blue states, immigrant groups are protesting against the LGBT agenda in their children's classrooms, joining evangelicals and other Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Moravian missionaries named the Pennsylvania city of Bethlehem after the biblical birthplace of Jesus on Christmas Eve in 1741. Nearly 300 years later, Moravians continue celebrating their Christmas season traditions in Bethlehem. They include nativity scenes, the making of thousands of candles by hand, and a song service where worshipers share sweet buns and coffee in their church pews. This is SRN News. California lawmakers attempting to ban gas car sales by 2025.
The Environmental Protection Agency is letting California ban sales of new gas cars by 2025. The decision is important not only to California, but to more than a dozen other states that follow its nation-leading standards on vehicle emissions. The rule is stricter than a federal rule adopted earlier this year that tightens emission standards but does not require sales of electric vehicles. President-elect Donald Trump is likely to reverse the action. He says he'll work to revoke all California waivers as part of an industry-friendly approach. I'm Haya Panjwani.
For more than a decade, farmers in parts of southwest Georgia haven't been able to drill new irrigation wells to the Floridian aquifer, but that's changing. Governor Brian Kemp says Georgia's Environmental Protection Division will begin accepting applications for new wells starting April 1st. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.